Today we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater. Actually, we're going to talk with Michelle Jacobson about summer.
Yes.
Summer theater activity.
Yeah, we've got lots of summer things planned for our young people in the community that we're really excited about.
Okay, so last year you started doing what? You had work sessions or what?
Yeah, okay. We're calling them clubs.
Okay.
And we're doing the same thing this year. So okay. Wednesday nights throughout the summer, we'll have an hour and a half long get together for young people between the ages of 8 and 18. So it's a really wide range of ages. And they'll get to come to the theater and learn something about what it takes to put on a show or be in a show or some sort of acting skill or all sorts of things.
Last year, you had other members come and do different things.
Yes.
Musical part, obviously. You worked on that.
Yeah,
and
right.
And dancing. But, you know, if it was lighting or sound, you had others out of community theater come and help out.
Yeah, so we have a ton of really talented people involved in our community theater. And so the same thing this summer, we'll have different people coming in running each club. So kids will get to work with different adults who are involved in different aspects of the theater. So we'll do some kind of behind the scenes tech work, and we'll do some performance work and
makeup and
a big variety. So we're really excited about the things we have lined up for this summer.
So I know, because last year you had a number of young people that participated, mm-hmm. and stuff, and that's one of the things we see is a lot of our young people, when they hit middle school or coming into high school, they're not afraid to be a part of theater. And we get a lot of great productions done.
Yeah, and we really are hoping that we can help kids find their confidence and their voice at a younger age so that they are more comfortable and confident being involved in things at their middle schools or high schools as they get older. If they have a little bit of experience with us, it can lead them into other things that they can bring what they know and share it with others and just continue to grow.
I was going to say, I think way back to in the olden days when I visited with Mary Mabee, and mm-hmm. Mary, one of her things for summer was always getting the young people to take part in it one way or another, at least get them on stage, get them comfortable. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be intimidated by it.
Right. Yeah. So. We really want young people to see that really anybody can do this. Anybody can be involved in theater. It just takes being able to figure out what it is in yourself that you can bring to the mm-hmm. table so that you do feel comfortable and confident. And that's really important to us.
So we're going to have these clubs. Now, when do they start? How do people find out more?
Well, there's lots of information on our Facebook page. That's kind of our go-to spot for youth activities. So there's going to be 8 clubs over the summer starting on June 28th.
Okay.
And they'll be on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8. And people can just show up, and there is a small fee that you can mm-hmm. pay at the door. Or if you come to the first night, you can pay for the whole summer. And if you pay for all 8 of the nights, then you get a little discount.
And you don't have to go to all of them, but you can if you wish.
Yeah, yep. You can go to all of them. You can come to one. You can come to just when you can make it. So last year we had some kids that were there every single night,
sure.
and we had some that popped in just when it worked in their schedules, because summer's kind of a busy time for a lot of families.
Some had to go on family vacation and things like that come up.
And each club is a standalone activity.
Okay.
So if you miss one, you're not missing out on skills for next time. You're just missing whatever that activity was. So it's really easy to just pop in when you can make it and get a fun theater experience.
Okay, so clubs will be held, and easy way to make, just go to the Facebook page and find out how to get.
Yep. And
if they need any questions answered, things like that.
Yep, they can email me. So my email's on the Facebook page. They can reach out, or you can always call the theater or send the theater an email too. But
yeah. Somebody will get it.
Somebody will get it, and
probably
we'll get back to
John,
people. right.
John or Janae, they'll pass it along.
Yes, exactly. So all that information to contact us is there if you have questions. So
all right.
Should be good.
So that part, the clubs. Now, do you have some other parts, other things?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
we do. We're really excited. We're doing a 2-week summer camp. And that's already, we already have had auditions for that because it's a limited number mm-hmm. of participants. And so we have 12 performers that are going to be working for 2 weeks on our summer show, which is Puffs, which is a play about young wizards. So we're really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we just auditioned this past week. And so mm-hmm. we're going to be announcing that cast really soon. So.
Okay. a number of them. I'm guessing you had a pretty good number come out for auditions.
Yeah, we did. We had quite a few kids. It was really exciting. And again, this is ages 10 to 18.
All right.
And we ended up with a 17-year-old was our oldest, and we did have some 10-year-olds come audition. So it's nice to have just a variety of ages to get those young people
involved.
Fill it in
for the characters. So, and now, did you pick this production?
This is mine.
Okay.
I'm really excited about this play. I've been looking at it for a couple of years. I'm like, when can I do this? What can I do with this? It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's a comedy, like I said, about young wizards going to wizard school and learning about themselves and learning about, you know, their magical abilities or inabilities. And it's, just kind of a silly, fun show.
Okay, so we have a cast of about a dozen or so.
Yep.
And what are we looking at for production, and where is this going to be? What's going to happen there?
It'll be at our site.
Okay.
At 705 Story. So we'll be there. And so the kids will come in for those 2 weeks, and we're just going to do really intensive rehearsals. And during that time, we'll be building the set and creating costumes. So it's going to be really a very hands-on experience for all of the participants, where they get to be really involved in all of the aspects of putting the show together.
Are they handling everything, the group, or will you have extras like for set and costuming and things like that?
Yeah, there'll be, obviously there are lots of other adults involved in making things happen. I can't build a set, you know, so have people involved who are...
Christopher.
Yeah, right, yes. Yes, please, Christopher. So building the set will be helped. Adults will help, but I really love at the community theater that when you get an adult in there who knows what they're doing and that can work with the kids to have the kids help, so the kids are, you know, actually putting the set pieces together and putting the paint on the set. So it'll be a really awesome intergenerational event. So we have, like I said, lots of adults helping out, and the kids will be putting things together during that club time. Some of the work obviously has to happen ahead of time, because 2 weeks really isn't that long to put a show together. So we're already planning, you know, what the set will look like and when we can get kind of the bones put in and things like that. So
I got to say, after the last couple of productions, pretty amazing what kind of sets can be put together in there.
Right. I know. Yes. Did you see Wait Until Dark? Wasn't that amazing?
It did.
That set was really fantastic. So we're hoping that we can, get something equally impressive set up for this show.
I had Robin Hood Maid Marian, and I was amazed by the trees.
Yes. Oh, I know. That was really awesome. So, they had them hanging from the ceilings. It was
so there's impressive. A lot of things. Anyway, that will be coming up. So Wendy, are you looking at this production? Would it be public? Give folks some of the particulars here.
Yes. So the shows are actually going to be, there's going to be two performances. So on the 23rd of June in the evening, we'll have a 7 o'clock performance. And then on the 24th of June, which would be a Saturday, we'll have a 2 p.m. matinee. So they'll get to work on it for 2 weeks, and they'll get to show it off for 2 days. And so tickets aren't available for that yet, but they will be soon. And as always, you can always pay at the door, but they're going to be discounted from our regular season price.
Okay.
Since it's a little bit different
experience. Well, summer experience. And for some of them, I'm guessing they'll probably be auditioning for others. You didn't get Ingrid coming back.
No, nope, not for this one.
I'm pretty sure she's got other things.
Yes, she does. Yeah, she's involved in lots of different area theaters, which is really awesome when we can have people come in from other communities and be parts of our shows, and then people from our communities can go to other communities and be parts of other shows. I think that's really great that we can have our talented performers go out and do other things as well. So
that's one thing about our community theater. Yes, the people we see, you know, we have people from Ames, Ankeny, Ogden, they come in, which there's just an interest. If they're interested in theater, this is a great way.
Right, which is great. And I really appreciate, too, that other theaters in our area have that same feeling where you can go to audition in another town and become part of their productions if there's something you're interested in. You can stay here in town, too. And I love that there's just a lot of opportunities for people to get involved in theater in our kind of our locale. Yeah. It's nice.
So one thing, because we do know that for Boone Community Theater over the years, we've had a couple of different things that were done. They did some of those Disney special, and things. But since last year anyway, after watching, is it a lot of it just having someone that's willing to take the time to facilitate things like the camps?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know, just someone put it together, and then can you come and do this? And can you, and then get things organized.
Right.
To do
that's, and that's
been
really,
the big, seems to be the bigger challenge.
Yeah, that's really what it is finding people who have the interest and have the time and the willingness to come in and do it. So we have, our youth committee has all these great ideas of things that we'd love to be doing all year long, but it is sometimes challenging to find somebody to champion each idea just because of time constraints. Everybody's always so busy and does a lot. Yeah. So it really just depends on what it is. It is a lot of just finding the people who really want to move forward with things. So, right.
Well, again, those are what we're doing youth related. I know from the last visit I had before the end of Wait Until Dark, that they've already been taking a look at the next season, and we know what's going to be kicking it off. And
yes.
It's going to be the Miracle Worker.
Yes.
That's already, I think, generated at least excitement among the potential cast.
Yes, we are all very excited about the Miracle Worker. Susan Herrick will be directing, and she always does such phenomenal work as a director. So she's always a lot of fun to work with, and she puts on really good productions. So it's really exciting to have her bringing something to the stage. And the Miracle Worker is such a
iconic.
Such an iconic show. Yeah. And a lot of people maybe remember the movie from way back when.
We were doing that on Wait Until Dark too. Remember the movie from way back?
Yes, remember the movie. Yep. So I mean the Helen Keller story, is just so inspirational. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that plays out.
So
it's very exciting.
So have they already been talking to me about who wants to try for what?
I have talked to some people who are auditioning for some different things, and I was at a track meet the other day, and some young people came up and they're like, "Oh, Michelle, we're auditioning for the Miracle Worker, and we're so excited." So I think it's great that it is already getting a lot of excitement and buzz. And those auditions will be in August, so people have some time to think about what their availability is and their interest.
They can check out the theater website.
So. Go watch the movie to get some inspiration for your audition. And
I want to see who's going to play Annie.
Right. I know.
That's the Miracle Worker.
Exactly. Yeah. And they, well.
Annie Sullivan.
Yes. Annie Sullivan's part is very large. And then, of course, the Helen Keller part is going to be really challenging for whatever young person ends up in that role. I think that acting as a blind and deaf person brings a lot of challenges that a seeing and hearing person isn't familiar with. And so figuring out how to convey that on stage is going to be a fun challenge.
All they had to do was watch Keisha.
Right. Oh, yes. I know. Keisha did such an amazing job. I was so amazed with her. She was really awesome. Wait Until Dark.
Because Wait Until Dark, she was, you know, and she played the character. And she's sitting there looking, and is she looking at us? No, she was... It was so good.
Oh, it was so convincing. Yeah. It was very impressive. And just the way she moved on stage, really watching a masterwork.
Yeah. Well, we do know that there are other productions that are going to be coming up. The announcement will be forthcoming.
That's right.
I know. That's what they said before.
Later in the month.
But the one they wanted people to know about was definitely Miracle Worker.
Right. Yeah. We want people to be thinking ahead to August when they can be, you know, making sure their calendars are open for those auditions.
I'm not even going to ask if you have to work on any music or coming up. There were a few. Back to our children's or youth-related, I want to call it youth-related ones. The camps starting on the 28th of June?
Yep, those clubs starting on the 28th on Wednesday evenings, and those will be at our building on Story Street.
And then the other one, you already got the cast for Puffs.
Yep, Puffs the play with performances on the 23rd and 24th of June.
So, and they're going to be, that'll be intense, right?
Here's 2 weeks quick to throw everything together, but for the summer schedule, it seemed like the best way to do it this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try it and see how it goes.
Check on the Community Theater Facebook page, information on there, and I know there's the announcements. And any questions, make contact.
Yes, for sure. Yep.
Looking forward to seeing what else. Any other little things that will be coming up? I know sometimes they will do mic nights, or they'll have different things that'll come up. Depends on what's going to be going on, I'm guessing, downtown, and who gets the idea of what we can do.
Right, exactly. Right now, we don't have anything else planned for May, so we're kind of just, everyone's taking a breath, I think.
Well, get done with our season.
Yep, the season's over. We're kind of feeling that wrapping it up mentality and getting the theater back into, you know, regular everyday working order.
It does. Yeah. It does take a little when you're confined to the one little spot downtown.
Yeah, and just so. I think it's just good after we complete the season. Just everyone just needs to breathe for a minute before we jump right into the next thing. So we're just kind of on pause for a moment. Okay. But there'll be more things coming up very soon, I'm sure.
Well, I'm glad we're going to see the continuation of the camps or the clubs.
Clubs. Yep.
During the summertime and, again, youth-related, because we know that that just encourages a lot of – we've seen it at the middle school, the number that participate there, and obviously at the high school anytime we have a production going on. Not just here, but we had students from all over and homeschooled students, too.
Yeah.
They're all involved. So.
Yep. It's great to get them all involved.
Michelle Jacobson on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.